I can look. We, it doesn't always, it's not always the same.
Okay, so that, if that, that may be a date that is convenient to people. If it is, so be it.
I can take a quick look.
Is it 25th?
25th, I think.
Thursday.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
August 25th.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Pam or of the committee? I think you've had a huge meeting cycle.
And it's a monthly cycle.
Right. Well, I think
we
all.
We don't go a month without getting together.
We appreciate that, and.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And that combined with the brevity of your reports makes you a
superstar member of this group.
No kidding. So, thank you very much. Karen, would you mind?
Yes, thank you very much. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee actually met yesterday morning before our retreat. The other members of the committee are Trustees Oliver, Holmes, Estrada, Quartz, and of course our three students. And we had a rather brief but comprehensive meeting. We also examined several items that we'll be voting on this afternoon. The first one was the appointment of the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost at Chicago, and we'll be voting on Lon Kaufman's appointment later this afternoon. We discussed, and you all have in your packet, the list of appointments which we approved. To the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. We also did take up the issue of the campus representatives to the Board of Managers, and I just wanted to let you all know that's been discussed, but we also looked at that. And finally, we looked at the issue of promotions, as was also mentioned by Pam, but I would like to ask Dr. Rao to make a brief presentation on those, since it has been an item of some discussion both at the Governance Committee and at our committee.
Can I just, yeah.
Fine, I think that'll be fine.
So I just want to say that presenting the promotion and tenure papers to you is one of the most pleasurable aspects of my job, and it's in the process is one of the most critical in all of the university with my personal action items.
Mina, I think you're going to need a mic. Sorry, the sound system is on.
So presenting the promotion and tenure is one of the most pleasurable aspects of my job, and in the process is one of the most critical in the university of all personnel decisions that we make. The decisions are made after a series of deliberative processes, and both the Governance and Ethics Committee as well as the Academic and Student Affairs Committee have received detailed presentations on those. The quality of our university depends upon the quality of the achievements of our faculty, be they in research, teaching, economic development, or in service. And it's a fundamental aspect and element of the university function. The PNT papers are very carefully reviewed at each stage, and today in your agenda we have included 335 faculty personnel recommendations involving promotion and tenure across the university and our three campuses for the academic year 2011-2012. So thank you.
Thank you, Mina.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. And our final item of business was a great report by Kathy Lang on legislation. We're going to hear an expanded version, I believe, of that later. And she narrowed her focus mainly to the retirement issues, which are of concern and interest to all of us. And finally, we said thank you to Mina Rao for all her help since we became a committee. She's been very instrumental in helping us learn about the world of academics, which most of us didn't have a clue about, the detail of it, when we arrived on this board, so we thank her greatly for her service over our time on this committee. And that concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Karen. Are there any questions of Karen? Committee report? Okay, thank you very much. Mike, if it's appropriate now, maybe we'd ask Chancellor Easter to present on the difficult issues that you've been dealing with and that we all will deal with today, and we appreciate.
I'm happy to do that, Chairman Kennedy. This will take some time, so bear with me. I want to give some substantive detail so there's a clear understanding. This has been a complex issue, and this document has the primary things that have been written as we've gone through these conversations over a relatively extended period of time. The campus is proud of the Institute of Aviation's long and prestigious history as a leader in aviation education. After very careful consideration of the complex and sometimes competing interests of our students, our faculty, and our public, we've come to the view that it is time to discontinue the degree program and close the Institute as such. I want to begin with a bit of history. Although the Institute's degree programs were only added fairly recently, flight training has occurred at the University of Illinois since the mid-1940s. The Bachelor of Science in Aviation Human Factors was added to the Institute in 1999, and the Master's of Science in Human Factors was created in 2003. The campus is actively investigating ways to keep the flight training opportunities available for its students. I'll say a bit more about that in a minute. Specifically, we are engaged in conversations with other institutions of higher education regarding how to support their possible interest in creating a local flight training program. The Institute graduates successful students. There's no question about that, and it's done that since its inception 65 years ago. At the same time, it has a pattern of declining applications and admissions over the past 10 years. The Institute has had a downward trend in the number of applications the last decade. In 2002, the Institute had 176 applications. By 2009, the Institute enrolled 30 students, new students, and had 5 tenure-track faculty members. In response to the declining applicant numbers, the Institute increasingly advocated that the campus admit students with lower academic qualifications. The campus has reviewed the Institute of Aviation several times in its history and considered closure as early as 1974. 1992, an aviation task force again reviewed the Institute, and in 2007, Linda Katehi, who was provost at the time, formed another review committee. The 2007 review committee recommended that the campus create a new college of technology and society within which the Institute would be housed. Because the campus physical circumstances did not support that undertaking that ambitious recommendation, Provost Katehi formed the 2008 Human Factors Transition Committee, chaired by Alex Kerlick, who was acting head of the Human Factors program at the time. And they were asked to develop a revised multidisciplinary curriculum for human factors and to investigate moving the programs into the College of Engineering or another campus college. Their efforts were not successful. In 2009, the provost office encouraged the 5 tenure-track human factors faculty to think carefully about whether other units would provide a more robust academic home than the Institute. During the 2009-2010 academic year, Alex Kerlick and then Vice Provost Richard Wheeler individually worked with faculty members to explore whether other academic units would be appropriate tenure homes. All 5 individuals are now in tenure-track positions in other academic units on our campus. These units include the College of Engineering, the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, the Graduate School of Library and Information Sciences, and the College of Education. In early 2010, the Stewarding Excellence at Illinois project team analyzed the Institute given our fiscal difficulties. The Stewarding Excellence team evaluated the Institute's fit within the university's core missions, reviewed the Institute's annual reports, enrollment data, and fiscal information, and strategic plan. The team also investigated the possible